Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Well, today we've got Benji joining us on second date update. Benji, how's it going?
Hey, good. How's it going?
Good, good. Tell us what's going on with Kimberly.
Well, I don't know. I was hoping you could tell me. I haven't heard back from her. It's been like 2 weeks.
Okay. So when you went out with her, you texted her, obviously, and now she's not calling you back. Did she ever, you know, reply back with a text or a call or anything since the date?
No. Well, I guess like she, I mean, like I said, you know, great time last night. And she was like, yeah. Or she said something like, thanks again or whatever.
And then nothing.
She didn't. And then, but then ever the next time I reached out to like try to plan something else, she just didn't even respond.
Okay. So let's go back to that first date, Benji. Maybe we can kind of uncover what's going on here. Tell us about the date and what happened there.
So we went to a wine tasting. I knew this place that was doing like a wine tasting event.
Okay, cool.
So we did that and we, you know, we just like had a few glasses of wine, you know, tasted a bunch of different stuff and just kind of spent the night, you know, talking, getting to know each other.
Good. Was that over the course then of a few hours? So you really got into some deep conversations then?
I mean, yeah, we were getting to know each other, but we were getting along great. Mm-hmm. So I'm just not sure what happened or she's had a good time. I don't know why she wouldn't call me back.
Was there any taboo conversation?
No, I mean, yeah, it wasn't taboo.
Yeah, it didn't get political or something, right?
What kind of taboo stuff are you talking about? Because that sounds like...
That's the good stuff.
All right, so no taboo topics discussed.
But we were laughing, you know, we were having a good time.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I mean, just whatever, talking about your ex or who knows what.
We got it. All right. We got it.
Let's just call her up.
Thank you. We're calling Kimberly, Benji, with your permission, and let's see if she'll answer and agree to come on our show and tell us what's going on, okay? Sound good?
Yeah, please do. Thanks,
guys. All right, you bet. Hang on 3 minutes away right here, second half, second date update with Benji and Kimberly next on The Wolf.
So much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Going on in this town. It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Benji had a great time on his first date with Kimberly. They went to a wine tasting, but there hasn't been much communication since.
I said, you know, great time last night, and she was like, yeah. Or she said something like, thanks, again, or whatever.
And then nothing.
She didn't. And then, but then the next time I reached out to, like, try to plan something else, she just didn't even respond.
Okay. All right. Obviously not a great sign. So let's see if we can call Kimberly and if she'll tell us where Benji may have gone wrong.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Kimberly, please?
This is Kimberly.
Good morning, Kimberly, and thank you for answering. And everything's fine. It's not a sales call or anything like that, but we're calling from a radio station in town, 102.9 The Wolf, and we're the Thunder and PT Morning Show.
Good morning, Kimberly.
And we were just wondering if you might have a moment for us.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so we are calling about, we do a segment on our show called Second Date Update, where somebody contacts us, usually a listener, and they try to find out why the person they went out with on a first date isn't getting back to them for a second date, like all communication has stopped. And so you went out with a gentleman named Benji a couple of weeks ago. Do you remember him?
I do. Okay. you mean the guy who can't hold his wine? That guy?
Well, I know
you guys, did say you went. You went for wine tasting, right?
A wine tasting event, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what did something happen?
Well, we did. We went to a wine tasting, and he was maybe three glasses in, and he was just—he was hammered. He was completely wasted.
Oh no! He mentioned nothing. I mean, he said you had a great conversation and everything when we talked to him,
and you were just tasting like it was a wine tasting, and then he said it went on for a couple of hours. So I mean, that's not shocking, I guess. But
yeah, I mean, he had a few glasses, and I'm honestly surprised he remembered the night at all.
So can you tell us what makes you think that he was it just his memory? You think, why do you think he was drunk?
Well, he didn't actually do anything completely inappropriate. He was just like slurring his words and being clumsy. It was just embarrassing, honestly.
Okay, I just call that Tuesday.
Yeah.
that's during the show.
Kind of does, yeah. So then you guys just like at the end of the date, you just like Ubered home or whatever? I mean, like.
Yeah, that was the end of the night.
That was it.
Yeah, we separated. It was a first date.
Okay. All right. Okay, so he didn't do anything. Listen, okay. So Kimberly, Benji, I'm just going to say this. He really likes you, and that's why he contacted us. And I'm sure you may already know some of this because he's tried to reach out, and I don't think you've responded much since that first date. We just talked to him on the radio, and he held on just in case we were able to get a hold of you and in case you would talk to us. Could we just bring him into this conversation and talk to him about that and just see what's going on, like what happened? And it would just
take.
Okay. Thank you. Just give us 1 second, and we'll be right back with you. Hold tight. Hey, Benji, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Were you able to hear the reason why Kimberly's not getting back to you because of this wine tasting, and she thought you got a little inebriated?
Dude, yeah, I heard it.
Tell us more about that.
I mean, I was not drunk. I don't know why she would say that.
And Kimberly's can hear you, so just go. You guys,
you were okay. you so were drunk. You were very drunk.
I really wasn't. I mean, yes, I spilled a glass of wine, like, but it was a total accident. It had nothing to do with being drunk. Like,
you
were
fumbling your words. You were forgetting what you were saying in the middle of sentences. Like, that's drunk.
Well, I was super nervous. I mean, you know, it was the first date. You're gorgeous. I was just, I don't know. I wasn't drunk.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet. But, you know, I know a drunk person when I see one, like, I'm sure.
I really wasn't. I was a little tipsy, but, I mean, we were drinking a lot of wine, but I was not drunk. I don't.
Okay.
And he was slurring his words, Kimberly, but he didn't do anything embarrassing or inappropriate. I mean, you even said that.
I mean, do you remember calling everyone dude the whole night? Like, you were doing that.
I mean, I remember the entire night. I mean, I call people dude. But
okay, I'm going to guess, Benji, you don't have a lot of tolerance for alcohol, so you're not a big drinker,
yeah.
Benji. So three glasses, obviously.
No, not
yeah.
really.
Okay. Isn't that a good thing, Kimberly, that you're not getting involved with somebody who's has a maybe a high tolerance for alcohol?
Well, sure, but it also sounds like he was embarrassing without any alcohol. So.
Hmm. Okay. You didn't like his behavior. You just thought it was...
I don't know. It didn't resonate with me. Hmm. I had an ex who drank a lot, and, you know, he was clumsy, and it just brings up stuff, personally.
What if you tried a date where you weren't drinking? I mean, I know that this is, like, whatever, but, like, would you...
How about a wine tasting where there's no wine?
How about a cheese date? Yeah, there you go. What do you think of that? Try it again?
I don't know. Yeah. I think I'm good. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So it's a no then, Kimberly, for a second date with Ben.
It's a no. Yeah.
I'm sad about this because you two sound like nice people. And you, Kimberly, you thought Benji, I guess maybe the first half of the night when he wasn't inebriated or intoxicated, you thought he was a nice guy.
Yeah. No, okay. He was. Yeah. But it was triggering in a way, with my ex.
Yeah, and we can't go there, obviously. So it's a no. Benji, can you appreciate that?
Yeah, I guess I have to.
Yeah,
I don't remember it like that, but, I'm sorry we weren't able to make this connection for you.
Never get a second chance to make a first impression, unfortunately.
No, but Kimberly, I completely can appreciate your situation. And maybe not, you know, maybe a wine tasting was a bad event, you know, to start a first date on or start a relationship on in this case. But, guys, we wish you both all the best and...
Thanks for being on.
I think I want to go drinking.
You do. Of course you do. Oh, best of luck, Benji. Best of luck, Kimberly. Have a great day.
I always want to go drinking.
Yeah.
All right. And thanks for being on.
Second date update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.